Welcome to Score Business Points, the program that provides information to help small businesses get started, prosper, and grow. A mentor with the Ocean County Chapter of Score, here's your host, Michael Pappas.
Welcome to another edition of Score Business Points. This is your host, Michael Pappas. If you wanted to start a business, what is your first thought in seeking information to learn about the sort of business you'd like to start? Today's topic should answer that question. It's about something that small businesses take advantage of, but not to the extent they should. The public library. Libraries from coast to coast have won accolades for being oases in the unemployment desert for millions of job seekers, using their library's free internet computers to sharpen their interview skills and sift through job boards. According to a 2010 survey, every day over 300,000 Americans take advantage of getting job-seeking help at their public library. There are over 12,000 public libraries with free Wi-Fi. That's more than Starbucks, or Borders, or Barnes & Noble. Much less recognized is that many libraries are also making important contributions to the nation's economic recovery by assisting the job creators in the small to medium-sized businesses. The U.S. Department of Commerce's chief economist, Mark Domes, March 23, 2011, posted to the Commerce's Economics and Statistics Administration blog about business startups, and he wrote, "In the last 30 years, nearly all new net jobs were created by startups, and they will continue to play a critical role in America's economic future." For their part, public libraries provide services to these small business owners and employees 2.8 million times every month, according to the Online Computer Library Center report, How Libraries Stack Up, 2010. One study estimated that the Free Library of Philadelphia alone provided about $4 million in direct support to local businesses in 2010. And that does not include the exponential return to the community in new revenues generated by the 8,700 businesses in the Public Library of Philadelphia, as well as the ripple effects of the spending of those businesses, suppliers, and employees in the local community. Starting a business is much more complicated than simply hanging up a shingle, and libraries can help with a host of resources and programs. In addition to books and multimedia on creating and running a business, key items include sample business plans and model employee policies, databases that can spin out community demographic info, industry trends, and sophisticated mailing lists. Major corporations think nothing about buying their resources for themselves, but they make a huge difference to the entrepreneur who is struggling just to qualify for a loan. Here to discuss how the public library can be of help to small businesses is Rachel Montanez. Rachel, a reference librarian at the headquarters branch of Ocean County Library in Toms River, is here to outline some of the many resources available to the business and to the business owner, the entrepreneur, and someone interested in starting a business. Rachel has a master's in library science from Drexel University and a business background. She formerly sold municipal bonds on Wall Street in New York City during the 80s and the 90s. Most recently, she was the library's liaison to SCORE, America's Mentors to Small Business, at the Chapter 150 in Toms River. During her time as liaison, she booked a wide variety of business-related programs at the Toms River Library. She has a passion for the subjects of business and investing. Thank you for being here today, Rachel.
Thank you, Mike.
Okay. First question, where does a business owner go for the information on their business?
Well, a business owner can go to the library for business information. Ocean County Library has over 21 library locations serving a population of over 575,000 residents in the 32 municipalities that comprise our service area. Each year, the library circulates over 4.3 million books, answers over 2.5 million reference questions via phone, in person, and now you can chat on the website or via text messaging. Ocean County Library also provides over 11,500 programs and activities for children, young adults, families, and has over 3 million visits to our library system. The library collection includes over 1.3 million volumes and consists of print books, e-books, audiobooks, magazines, music, DVDs, video games, and local history materials. It currently has over 108 databases providing access to thousands of journals, research, and online learning materials. The library has over 494 computers available for public use and all of our library locations offer free web access via Wi-Fi.
Okay. You mentioned something just a little bit ago about, as we move up into this texting age, that you can actually ask questions via text messaging. Want to give them the telephone number if they're interested in doing something like that?
Absolutely. The number to text is 732-943-1625.
All right, thanks. All right, that's good, Rachel. All right, Rachel, what kind of resources could a business person find useful at the library?
Okay, well, in addition to print and ebooks covering specific businesses, there are a number of databases or online resources you can access to get business-related information. All of the following online resources can be accessed by going to the library website, and that website is theoceancountylibrary.org, and you would click on the tab at the top of the page labeled Resources. You then choose Databases. Under these databases, you choose subject headings and just choose the group labeled Business and Legal. Due to time constraints, I'm just going to highlight five sources that I usually show business people or those interested in starting a business when they approach and then come into the library.
All right.
So the first one, and one of the most important ones that I think would be very useful, even for someone who is beginning to start a business or has not started, but to get an idea, would be Reference USA. Reference USA is a set of residential, business, and health phone and information directories covering the U.S. and Canada, and that can be searched in a variety of ways. A quick search for a specific individual or a company can be done, or an advanced search, including filtering parameters to target a particular potential customer base to create mailing lists. It has some really neat features such as geographical heat mapping and radius searching. Lists can be downloaded with summary or detailed information. Information can also be emailed or printed. This source is available at the library online or from home with internet access and an active library card. The second one I think would also be equally useful would be NJ Biz Weekly Newspaper. Now, this one is available at the library. You cannot take this one home.
You can't get this
one
home.
Not at home.
Well, okay.
They do have a website. Uh-huh. But the website is not comprehensive. The actual periodical is.
Oh, all right. I see.
So
these are, I gather, these are newspapers that you can go through back issues and stuff?
You can go back through issues, but also can access various articles from NJ Biz on our other database called Business Source Premier.
All right. I'm sorry to interrupt. I'll let you finish up.
Oh, no. That's fine. That's fine. So NJ Biz is a weekly, and it covers all New Jersey business. So it covers news and analysis of New Jersey's important economic issues. This source can be used to get insight about other businesses and current events related to New Jersey. The library also carries what is called NJ Biz's Annual Book of Lists.
Uh-huh.
And that source is a comprehensive directory, and it's annual, listing of companies by industry in the Garden State. This source can provide leads and other information to grow your business. In addition, this source contains vital information about senior executives and contact details. It reflects mergers, new companies, and other business moves.
Geez, I wish I'd known about this before I started my business.
Sure. Well, we have it going back to a couple of years, too, if you needed to make comparisons and see how a company has been on what list, and it also ranks so it's an excellent source to consider if you're really looking into a specific industry. Yeah.
All right.
So the third one that I would also utilize would be Small Business Reference Center. And that one has tutorials, videos, and nonfiction NOLO publisher books and about a wide variety of business subjects.
All right, let me interrupt. What does NOLO mean?
NOLO is a particular publisher usually caters to all business-related subjects, such as, let's say you don't know what type of business you want to set up, whether it's a sole proprietorship or an LLC or a nonprofit. Well, there are books, the NOLO does publish specifically about that subject matter.
Okay.
Or legal. legal related items too. So some of these sources are available online to you from home. You don't have to go into the library and get the book. You can download it to your tablet or your laptop.
Oh.
Yeah. So a fourth one would be Gale Directory Library. This source is available at the library or online from home with internet access and an active card. There are two directories of many that are in this source called Gale Directory Library. The first one that I would highlight would be Encyclopedia of Associations. This particular one at the regional and national level. This will provide you, for instance, if you're looking for an association for your industry in New Jersey or nationwide, let's say for the restaurant industry, this source will give you the name, the website, and contact information. The second most highly used one here in Gale Directory is Directory of Publications and Broadcast Media. This source contains listings for radio and television stations and cable companies. It provides address, phone, fax, email addresses, key personnel, owner info, hours of operation, networks carried, and the scope includes U.S., Canada, and international media.
Mm-hmm.
So the fifth and last one that I would promote for the business user would be the business Gale Business Plans. And these, although SCORE on their site, they also have templates of business plans. Mm-hmm. This is also an additional source with detailed sample business plans specific to that business. Let's say salons versus beauty salons versus salons that cater to men, like they were barbershops. So you can actually do a specific search on that particular business that you want to set up.
Okay.
To give you a sample of what a detailed business plan for that business would look like.
Oh, excellent, excellent.
So we, you know, some other ones that I want to just talk, those were the five, and now, but there are more business and financial related databases.
Okay.
So another one that's used a lot that a lot of business people come in to use is called New Jersey Legal Forms. Now this is a qualified, approved legal form warehouse of for specific to New Jersey law, where you can download from home, you can access this as well, and download, let's say, a lease. Finally, the last two that are near and dear to my heart are the financial stock investing databases, the first one called Morningstar, and the other one called Value Line Investment Survey. Both are highly respected broker-utilized sources that provide valuable stock, bond, and markets commentaries and reports.
Okay. I want to go back to one thing you just said on the Small Business Reference Center. It says it provides tutorials, videos. That's interesting because one of the things that a business person or a person starting their business may need is some sort of starting point of how do I do something. Would a tutorial like, would that be in there, that kind of a tutorial or some sort of tutorial on the process of going about starting a business?
It does have on starting a business, that's one tutorial in there, but also accounting practices, marketing, the steps to doing an effective marketing campaign. But so, we also have other sources too, Linda. But
yeah, what I'm talking about is some people are can do things through reading. Some people read and they pick it up right away. Others, like me, sometimes I gotta be hands-on. I gotta see how it's done to go through and process. And the others are through a tutorial or through a workshop where someone is telling me and possibly giving me visual images of something like that. And that's what I was thinking about, the tutorials and the videos, giving the visual image. Kind of reminds me of when I want to learn to do something or I have something to do, and especially in the house, everyone goes to YouTube and it says, and you key in, how do I do this? And boom, 27 videos pop up.
Right.
And you watch the video, and I assume that's kind of what those tutorials and videos would be like.
Well, these tutorials and videos would be more structured, more classroom-oriented type.
Well, that's okay.
But it's strictly video. strictly video and like an instructor indicating the key points of whatever that subject is, being accounting practices or creating a marketing strategy for that business.
Yeah, well, I mean,
so there's basic and intermediate.
Good.
In terms
I mean,
that
to me would be a good point, especially if you're a business owner or you're starting a business and your time is limited.
Absolutely.
And one of the things you need to do is learn that you can, that's almost like doing it at your own pace, where you can get out there, watch, I got a half hour free time now, watch it and come back
Absolutely. A
day later and pick up where I left off possibly. Okay, I think that's a good resource. I mean, I have that
Absolutely.
Now. I mean, I just to let you know, I belong to an association called the American Payroll Association, and they have an annual conference. I can't get to the annual conference, plus it's rather expensive.
Right.
When you throw in the cost of the conference, the cost of the hotel, the cost of the travel to get there, the good things are most of the meals are provided. But what I'm talking about is they give, for the members, a free excerpt, if
right.
you might say, a
Absolutely.
Small excerpt.
Yes.
And it is listening to their, they tape everything and they have all of their PowerPoints. And you listen to the audio, and you listen to the PowerPoints as they go through.
Absolutely.
Which gives me the education that I need for what's going on, especially in the world of payroll, because it changes every time Congress starts to do something, it changes.
Yes.
And at the same time, it gives me education credits to maintain my certification. So
right.
I mean, all that stuff kind of helps.
Absolutely.
So that's what I was. That's why I was looking at the tutorial. Especially for small businesses, it would be something that
right.
they now have limited time, so now they can use their time to the best of their
Absolutely.
Advantage.
Absolutely, and this is not just one of them, one of the sources that we have. Within those 108 databases that you have access to, within some of those databases that are not necessarily under business, they're under education.
That's good too.
You can accomplish that also, because too much information, but what kind of information are we gleaning from? And that's why the library is important. Because yes, you can go to YouTube, you can go on Google. Remember, anyone can create a website. Anyone.
Oh, I know.
And so you need to know where your information is coming from. Where is it current? Is it reliable? So basically, the databases that we have available, as well as programming that we have to offer the community, provides that verifiable current information. And so these databases are amazing. And as you said, you might want to come back to that video or that tutorial. You may not want to sit there for 2 hours. No one wants to. I don't even want to do it.
I don't know.
And I love to read.
I'm like, you know, very small attention pants sometimes.
I think all of us, we're so bombarded with so much going on in our lives that we need to take things in packets, or like Dale Carnegie said, in packets, in compartments of time in order to grasp what would be relevant for our purposes. So I think that, yes, this will afford that to be able to come back to.
Yeah, and the reason I also was asking was, a while back, I think it was, it must have been 3 months ago or later, I can't remember, at a Barnegat Weartown Chamber of Commerce meeting, Kate from the library, I can't remember Kate's last name.
Sanchez, she's the head of PR. Yes.
Came down, and she gave a small demo to the group on the utilization of the library website and all the resources available. And I was amazed. That's one of the reasons you're here. I mean, we've been talking about this for a while, but it's kind of brought it to the forefront again. All the things that are available and all the things that you can do. And she was talking about all the tutorials that you can watch online. And there were things that I thought, I mean, I'm thinking about, wow, now I can learn how to project my voice properly. I don't have to worry about, you know, doing this. I can. There's a tutorial that, but there's a tutorial for everything.
There is a tutorial for everything. We have two big databases that we recently acquired that are much more structured intensively, and actually one of them is really interactive. The first one that we acquired was the lynda.com, which has thousands of classes in every sort of business subject related of everything. Anything you can think of. Anything from programming to business sense to be able to create anything is on lynda.com. That's accessible to you as a library card holder. And then our most recent acquisition is BrainFuse. BrainFuse actually is excellent for job searching and for job coaching. You actually, they're instructors that you can work one-on-one with through chat in BrainFuse, where you can have them evaluate your resume. You can speak with them. They actually, the screen opens up to a whiteboard on your laptop. And as you are speaking to that through chat to that instructor, you can talk, and they will speak with you and let you know what is going on and what changes you can make. So it's excellent. These are trained teachers that are actually doing this.
Great.
So those are two great sources to utilize. Your tax dollars are paying for this service. Why not use it?
Okay. All right. Well, then, what does the individual need to have to do to access all of these resources?
Well, an Ocean County Library card. An Ocean County Library card may be used to borrow books and materials at any of the 21 library locations and to access ebooks and online resources either in the library or from your personal computer with internet access. We also have an app. You can get that from the Play Store, depending on what smartphone you have. It is called My OCL. So with that app, you can access the catalog instantaneously. Once you use it the first time and you plug in your barcode number, you can then come back to that app and order materials, access some of our databases right through that app. So it's quick. Also, another thing to note about having a card is that the Ocean County Library has a reciprocal borrowing agreement with Burlington County Library and the Monmouth County Library Systems, which permit our residents to borrow materials from these fine library systems, and permits residents of Burlington County and Monmouth County who belong to their county library system to borrow books and materials from the Ocean County Library.
Let me ask you a question. I have a library card. Does that mean when I go and I do take advantage of that, and I do a lot of this way, I get my free movies, I get the DVDs.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Good.
And one of the good things is, folks, when you go out there, no matter what it is, you can reserve it. So if there's a book that you want, or there's a DVD that you want, or there's an audio that you want, or something that they have in the system, you can reserve it. If it's out, it's not available to you, you can reserve it. So the next time it comes up, it's there for you, and you will get notified that it's there for
Absolutely.
You, and you have a certain amount of time to get in. But when I go out there to the Ocean County Library, does it give me access to the Burlington and the Monmouth at the same time, or is it just Ocean County?
Okay, so this is what happens. If you're an Ocean County Library card holder, an active card, you then would go to that particular library system, one of their branches, and they will ask you for ID. They will ask you for that your library card, your active card in Ocean County.
Oh, okay.
And then you can actually fill out and register with them, but you have to actually go into one of their branches, whether it's a Burlington County system or a Monmouth County system library.
In order to...
And what they do is they'll attach a barcode sticker to your Ocean County Library card.
Okay.
That way, that card is useful in either system.
Okay. All right. That means then I can go on to their website.
You would have to go on to their particular website and then utilize their sources.
All right. Then how do you get a free card?
Very easy. All you need to do is go into your local Ocean County Library, which we have 21 branches. Register for a card by filling out a one-page form and showing proof that you are an Ocean County resident, you own a business in the county, or you work in the county. You can also inquire by calling the library at 732-349-6200 or by going to the website theoceancountylibrary.org. You can also chat with staff through our Chat Live tab or via email.
Okay, what about, can it get out to you? What about talking to you?
Absolutely, absolutely. Okay. Anyone can come in if it's business related. Actually, we're having SCORE is now branching out. Originally, SCORE I was the liaison to SCORE, and we did most of our programming in Toms River for business-related programming.
Right.
But SCORE has done such a marvelous job now. They've branched out to Lacey and to Jackson. So a lot of that business programming is also branching out to those other, to your major branches and outer branches.
Okay.
So it's a wonderful thing to explore. But you can come visit me at any time. If you have any questions, just dial 732-349-6200. Ask for me, Rachel, or any reference librarian will be able to help you.
Right.
So before I end, I'd like to also mention some outside resources in addition to library sources that have been very useful to some of the business members that have come in asking for information.
Mm-hmm.
And the one that I would really highlight would be SCORE. They are just amazing mentors to small business and anyone. It could be somebody who currently has a business in trouble, or just questions that they might have. So SCORE, our SCORE Chapter 150, you can call them at their office, 732-505-6033, or by going onto the national website at score.org. You just enter the zip code for your area, and you can or actually make an appointment to speak with a mentor. And the other source, too, would be the Toms River Chamber of Commerce.
Mm-hmm.
At 732-349-0220.
Okay. Just to let you know, if you want to get directly to Ocean County SCORE direct, rather than going through, you can go to oceancounty.score.org.
Ah, cool.
And you'll get to it. Well, thank you, Rachel. I do appreciate all the time you've taken to come, out here and let us all know about the wonderful resources we have at the library. And I urge all of you to take advantage of all of the resources at your public library, not only in Ocean County, but all over the United States. Libraries are utilizing their space and their facilities to serve the businesses of their community. Where else can you go that offers free access to computers, internets, photocopiers, fax machines, and space for meetings and training? They even have rooms that they will lend out to you. Libraries provide free access to important and expensive information. It's not easy starting a business. Ask anyone who's done it, and they will tell you it's more complicated than simply renting a space and throwing a sign on it. You're going to need knowledge across an array of topics. As I said in my opening remarks, aside from text and multimedia for starting and running a business, you'll also need to have access to sample business plans, model employee policies, and subscription-based databases that provide community demographic info, industry trends, and even sophisticated mailing lists, the kinds of resources that large corporations rely on for their success. Whether you're an existing business or starting a new one, knowing your industry is a necessary foundation for success. Libraries offer you deep industry knowledge through various trade and industry research journals. These journals span just about every niche and even micro-niche. They're a great starting place, as you will find answers to questions like, what new technologies are impacting the microbrewery market? Or, what's the growth rate of the bakery cafe market? Or even, how much do juice bars typically spend on advertising? Small business owners need to question these things in order to size up competition, analyze the likelihood of success, or even draw or revise a business plan. Additionally, these same resources provide insights into your customer demographics through analysis of census data and market research. Knowing the ins and outs of your market from competition to potential customers is the best place to start for any new venture or plans to grow an existing business. It's important for entrepreneurs to understand their industry, the challenges, the trends, as well as their competition and where they are located. It's also important to determine their target audience or market. The Ocean County Public Library System has just the right resources to help people get started. Today's public library is more than just books. It's become a vital resource for local entrepreneurs and small business owners. As you heard Rachel say, the library offers a wide variety of specialized business directories and business databases, such as Reference USA and Gale Business Plans. Access them for free anywhere on the internet with an Ocean County Library card. Now that you know how much libraries can do for your small business, you can do what you can to support them.
Yes.
If you'd like more information about today's topic, or for that matter, any topic we've covered on this show, please email us at sbp@wbnj.org. That's sbp@wbnj.org. If there's any business topic you'd like to hear discussed on the show, please email us at the same address, sbp@wbnj.org. That's all the time we have for today. I'd like to again thank my guest, Rachel Montanez, for taking the time to be with us.
It was my pleasure.
Tune in next week for another edition of Score Business Points. This is your host, Michael Pappas, saying so long until then.
For those who may not be familiar with SCORE, SCORE is a nonprofit association dedicated to helping small businesses get off the ground, grow, and achieve their goals through education and mentorship. They have been doing this for over 50 years. Because their work is supported by the U.S. Small Business Administration, the SBA, and thanks to a network of 11,000-plus volunteers, they're able to deliver their services at no charge or very low cost. For more information about how you and your business can benefit from a mentorship from SCORE, you can visit OceanCounty.score.org. OceanCounty.score.org. And if you missed any part of today's broadcast, you can catch an instant replay at WBNJ.org. Score Business Points is a production of the Ocean County Chapter of SCORE at 91.9 WBNJ.